The coronavirus pandemic is moving so quickly, it can be hard to keep up with all the information. So the Ohio Valley Resource and its partner stations asked what you wanted to know. And you had questions. Cindy Bowles spoke with an infectious disease specialist to get some answers.
Dr. Gerald Kirsch is the director of the Collaborative Research Corps at Boston University's National Emerging Infectious Disease Laboratory. We asked him to answer some listener questions about coronavirus symptoms and exposure. Kevin Rogers from Franklin County, Ohio, wants to know, when someone fully recovers from the coronavirus, are they immune from catching the strain of the coronavirus again?
Well, the honest answer is we don't know, and maybe. There are a couple of anecdotes in China that says people who have been ill, recovered, can get infected again. But that doesn't mean that they've been reinfected. That may mean they have a relapse.
WKYU listener Tyler Ellis asks, has there been any correlation between death rate and blood type?
It's interesting scientifically. I don't know what relevance it has for anybody to worry about their blood group in relation to susceptibility to this infection. The public health measures that we can take to mitigate, the social distancing, the hand washing, the sanitizing, all of those have a clear impact on the transmission and extent of the infection in the population. Blood group won't make a heck of a lot of difference.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting listener Marilyn Ormsby has a question for us. Let's let her ask.
Well, the one thing I have noticed during the quarantine, if you will, of this is that I can sleep in the mornings way later than I used to. And I wondered if that was a symptom of any of the effects of the disease.
Well, I don't know in the particular instance of your listener. I would say that the isolation of kind of self quarantine and the anxiety may be part of the reason this individual is feeling like they need more sleep.
Kenneth Gray, also in West Virginia, has a question about protective equipment. He asks, if I wear a mask or gloves and get exposed to the virus, if I let them sit for more than 72 hours, can I reuse them?
Whether or not those masks have been contaminated, you won't know. And whether or not the virus can survive, we don't have good enough data. I don't exactly know how to answer that question for your listener. I haven't seen that information. But what I am saying is that be prudent, don't panic. And being prudent has to do with the three most important things now. Don't go out if you don't have to. The second thing is the social distancing, that 6 feet barrier to protect you from these aerosols. And the third thing is hand washing.
That was Dr. Gerald Kirsch at Boston University's National Emerging Infectious Disease Laboratory, answering some of your questions about the coronavirus. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.